entran a esta casa de esperanza. At this sacred hour, we remember those whose feet are stilled and those who laugh with us no more.
En esta hora sagrada, recordamos los que sus pies están de descanso y no se ríen con nosotros más. Empanadas, pan de muertos, tamales, calaveras de azúcar, cempasúchil, velas, visitando los abuelos en el camposanto.
Empanadas, sweet bread, tamales, sugar skulls, skeletons, marigolds, candles, visiting the grandparents in the cemetery. Mariachis tocando guitarra y cantando. Esto es una celebración muy importante, el Día de los Muertos. Nosotros estamos aquí para celebrar en nuestra comunidad religiosa.
Mariachi is playing guitar and singing. This is a very important celebration, the Day of the Dead. We are here to celebrate in our religious community. Bienvenidas a nuestra celebración de la vida.
Welcome to our celebration of life. And I would love to give a very heart-centered welcome back to Mariachi Maya Internacional.
Sí, señor.
Estamos tan felices que están con nosotros.
How you kick off a celebration of life. Aubrey Ramos, my wife, lights the chalice, a symbol of our faith and community, with the following words from S. William Feist. We light this flame as our fervent plea to brighten the dark corners of our hearts. we hold this flame, for in it is the promise of warmth for souls grown cold in loss and despair. We kindle this light that we might continue to find comfort in its warmth. We follow this light that it might illuminate our search for purpose, for meaning, and happiness. We light this chalice, knowing even as this sacred spark of life is extinguished in the ensuing darkness, its light, their light, will still burn bright with all the memory and hope of its all too brief flash across our lives. We light this flame of life, of love and truth, for the divine promise of healing hearts.
Quiet to hear every single sound. Sometimes there's more movement and community involvement. So this morning is one where people are warmly welcome and invited to come wherever they want, children especially, but everybody. Anytime the music is playing, the mariachis love it. Están invitados todos a estar aquí. Anybody can come up here at any time there's music. Children can move around and anybody can dance to it anytime they want. But please, kids especially, if you want to watch the instruments, it's a great way to get a passion for an instrument, to come up and see these guys playing and singing up close. So do whatever feels right to you throughout the entire service, and you can make as much noise as you want today.
Tengo algo que decirte y no sé cómo empezar a explicar lo que te quiero cantar. ¿Sabes una cosa? No encuentro las palabras ni verso, rimo, prosa. Quizá con una rosa te lo pueda decir. ¿Sabes una cosa? No sé ni desde cuándo llegaste, de repente mi corazón lo empieza a notar. ¿Sabes una cosa? Te quiero, niña hermosa, y te entrego en esta rosa la vida que me pueda quedar. Doy gracias al cielo por haberte conocido, por haberte conocido. Doy gracias al cielo y le cuento a las estrellas lo bonito que sentí, lo bonito que sentí cuando te conocí. Doy gracias al cielo por haberte conocido, por haberte conocido. Doy gracias al cielo y le cuento a las estrellas lo bonito que sentí, lo bonito que sentí cuando te conocí. ¿Sabes una cosa? Tengo algo que decirte y no sé cómo empezar a explicar lo que te quiero cantar. ¿Sabes una cosa? No encuentro las palabras ni verso, rimo, prosa. Quizá con una rosa te lo pueda decir. ¿Sabes una cosa? No sé ni desde cuándo llegaste, de repente mi corazón lo empieza a notar. ¿Sabes una cosa? Te quiero y te venero, te adoro y te deseo. Cariño, ven y déjate amar. Doy gracias al cielo por haberte conocido, por haberte conocido. Doy gracias al cielo y le cuento a las estrellas lo bonito que sentí, lo bonito que sentí cuando te conocí. Doy gracias al cielo por haberte conocido, por haberte conocido. Doy gracias al cielo y le cuento a las estrellas lo bonito que sentí, lo bonito que sentí cuando te conocí. ¿Sabes una cosa? sabes una cosa. Hey!
Greetings.
Greetings.
I'm Ryan Hurd. I'm the Director of Spiritual Development here at USG, but I haven't fully introduced myself to you yet. I'm Ryan Duncan Hurd, son of Stephen Joy Hurd and Patricia Ann Hurd. I am the grandson of Francis Steele and Wilfred Young, of Marjorie Wackerman and Richard Hurd. Now there's more people in the room. Welcome, family, and welcome, ancestors. So who are our ancestors? Ancestors are a family who have come before us and who have died. Specifically, they are the people from whom we are directly descended. They can include people we knew personally, such as our grandmother, our great-grandfather, as well as a great-great-great-great-grandmother who lived through the Civil War, perhaps, and even a great-to-the-60th-power grandmother who lived through the fall of the Roman Empire. I am buoyed when I face my ancestors. Yet the work can also come with feelings of loss and pain. As a white man, I must acknowledge my own personal privilege here when facing ancestors, because many of my own family records are intact, my genealogy extensively mapped. This is simply not true for so many due to systemic violence, slavery, and other oppressions that have wiped out so much, including entire wells of ancestral knowledge, language, and cultures. It can be startling to face one's family history and the roles our ancestors have played on the world stage. Sometimes there's an eerie silence when the record is blank and history does not speak at all. Our ancestors have seen a lot. We carry that with us, all of it. It's a mixed bag. There's a lot of unfinished business in that bag, too. Still, when I invite my ancestors forth, I feel a deep belonging, deep in my bones feeling of being with those who care about me the most, who support me the most. Even more than that, I feel protected from within, resilient, that feeling that when life knocks me down, I have the strength to get back up, dust myself off, and to try again. So for my world as a consciousness researcher, I once stumbled upon some scientific evidence that backs up these feelings that I've felt and that we celebrate culturally, that thinking about our ancestors and dwelling upon them comes with strong benefits and rewards. I'm going to go through these studies. A clinical study found that thinking positively about our family roots boosts emotional confidence and even intelligence. The 2010 paper was published in the European Journal of Social Psychology. It's actually four different studies, and it pitted those who think about their ancestors, their roots, against those who don't, before taking a battery of problem-solving and intelligence tests. In the first study, a third of the subjects were instructed to think about their deep roots from the 15th century, another third to think about their great-grandparents. And the control group did no such preparation at all. What were the subjects asked to think about? They were told to imagine their ancestors, how they lived, their professions, their families, the trials they faced, and what these ancestors would tell them today if they were around. Results indicated that both groups that looked back at their ancestors performed significantly better on the problem-solving test than those who didn't think about their roots. The second study by the same research group, and these are researchers out of Austria and Germany, they extended these findings in a less obvious direction. They had half of their subjects construct a family tree before doing some more of these tests. And by a family tree, I mean a map that lists all the person's ancestors as far back, based on personal memories, family memories, and historical records like marriage licenses, tax returns, things like that. These subjects were not told what to think exactly, but of course they had to think about their ancestors for a focused amount of time, right, to complete this activity. Again, the group that had meditated upon their roots by doing this family tree, performed better on these scores. They significantly scored higher on a test they called perceived life control. In other words, those who consider their past said that they felt that they're more in the driver's seat of their own life, their careers, their family lives, the decisions that they make. They felt more resilient in their lives, that ability to solve challenges, to make change. The researchers were still not satisfied with these conclusions. They asked, what is this effect? What is this ancestor effect? So they crafted a third study to test if thinking about living ancestral relatives, such as grandparents and great-grandparents, versus distant historic ancestors made a difference. The test scores of this group were then compared to a control group of subjects who were instructed to think about a close friend, someone that they love, who's still living. This time, again, both family groups outperformed the friends group, and there was no significant difference between the deep ancestral thinking groups and those living ancestral groups. So, this effect is not simply due to thinking about people you like and who happen to still be alive. In a final study, the researchers honed in on this idea of being liked some more. Subjects were told to either focus on positive or negative aspects of their ancestors, compared with a control group who did no such preparations. Again, both ancestral groups outperformed the control group without significant difference between the likable and unlikable, undesirable ancestors. So to sum this up, right, we don't have to have known our ancestors or to even particularly like them. We don't have to agree with them, certainly, and yet thinking about them in a sustained fashion, in a meditative fashion, leads to a mental state that boosts intellectual performance, decision-making, and more importantly for me, I would say, this idea of inner strength, of resilience. So how can we make more room for the people who are responsible for putting us on this planet? How can we honor their hard work throughout the ages, their resilience in tough times, their ingenuity? I mean, they survived long enough to pass on their DNA, and we carry that success with us. And as much as I adore the seasonal remembrance of the dead that comes every fall, we can incorporate this ancestor effect into all seasons of the year. A simple 2-minute reflection at the beginning of the day can instill confidence that spills over into our decision-making and our ability to deal with the problems that we have today. This can be considered a spiritual practice or an existential thought experiment. Either way, the benefits are palpable. Making space in the home can focus this daily reflection, remind us of our roots as we go about our daily lives. And honestly, while I appreciate this bit about unlikable ancestors giving us strength, I still think that focusing on our well ancestors is an easier way to start. Well ancestors can be thought of those of whom we get a good feeling when we gaze upon their image or have hearing of their lives. It's intuitive. Frame a picture, a memento from the past. Keep it visible on a part of the house that you see every day. Make it a daily ritual to give thanks, spend a moment or two looking at this photograph or some other object from the past. And personally, I talk to the photograph. I have a conversation. Set up a shelf for ancestral remembrance like we're building here today. And spend a minute each day looking upon it and thinking about those who have come before. Researching our roots is yet another way to tap into this ancestor effect. And again, some have more privilege than others in this regard. So many family names and legacies have been lost. And maternal family lines, literally half of our roots, have been erased due to patriarchal naming practices of marriage. Yet I have seen firsthand in ancestral remembrance circles with people from many backgrounds how research always uncovers more than we knew before. It is uncovering work, and uncovering work is always healing work. On that front, making a family tree is easier than before thanks to online software, genealogy communities, and even if all family names and legacies have been lost, such as the case with people who've been adopted, modern DNA tests are successfully connecting thousands of people to their roots and communities of origin. In my own work with indigenous peoples, I've learned that there are many healers around the world who consider ancestral remembrance to be an important key for us, and in particular for Western people, to adapt to the future and all the challenges that we face today. And this is a time where we can use as much resilience as we can get. With that, I thank my ancestors for their hard work, their tenacity, and their spirit. Thanks to all of my relations, named and unnamed, who support me today. I don't know if it's true, but I'd like to think that my blessings can go back in time and fuel their strength too. They're smiling upon us and sending us courage to do the work we must complete. So I invite you today to consider, as this service continues, which of your own ancestors can you think of who brings you strength and resilience? And what comes to mind? Thank you. So now we will sing along to Cielito Lindo, and the words will be on the screen.
De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. Ay, 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 canta y no llore, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Ese lunar que tienes, canta y no llore, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. ¿Cuándo será domingo? ay, ay, canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Sí, señor. Cada vez que pienso en ti, nace un mundo dulce y nuevo, porque brilla en tu mirar una nueva luz del sueño que me hace comprender. La nostalgia viva de su amor es fuego que al arder une a los dos. En el cielo tan azul vuela hacia cualquier mañana, pájaro multicolor, bajo una mirada extraña que me hace comprender. La nostalgia viva de su amor es sueño que al arder une a los dos. Un milagro brilla en tu mirar, trayendo luz a mi vivir. Siento entonces que van a extrañar el sol, el mundo entero, es nuestro amor. En el cielo tan azul vuela hacia cualquier mañana, pájaro multicolor, bajo una mirada extraña que me hace comprender. La nostalgia viva de su amor es sueño que al arder une a los dos. Un milagro brilla en tu mirar, trayendo luz a mi vivir. Siento entonces que van a extrañar el sol, el mundo entero, es nuestro amor. Amor. Sky, ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. You told me that it's red, ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. For you, I put my shoes, ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. You say, put them on your head, ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. You make me un poco loco, un poquitito loco. The way you get in guessing, ay, not in getting guessing. Oh, counting out the blessing, but I'm only un poco loco. Loco, un poquitito loco, the way you keep in guessing, ay, narangarang guessing, oh, counting all the blessing, but I'm only un poco loco. Todo es un poco loco. un poquitito loco, un poquitito loco.